When you set out to live the big dream that you have for your life, doubtless there are going to be some disappointments along the way. In today's program, I'm joined once more by my special guest, Peter Irvine, the former Managing Director of Gloria Jean's Coffees. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective as we chat to Peter about those dreams and disappointments. And please stick with me, because at the end of today's message, I'll be telling you about our latest life application booklet. It's called Blessed to Be a Blessing, and I'd love to send you a free copy to help you more and more become a channel of God's blessing into this lost and hurting world. But this is the very last week that it'll be available, so please don't miss out. It's great to have your company again today. Over the last 3 weeks, we've been working through this whole issue of living out the dreams we have for our lives. Some of us are timid about our dreams. Others don't know how to get started. Others fall by the wayside when the going gets tough. This series of 15 programs, I believe, will really impact on your life. This is the last program in the series of living out our dreams. And I really wanted to finish up with the subject of dealing with our disappointments as they happen along the way. I'm joined again today by Peter Irvine, the Managing Director of Gloria Jean's. Peter, welcome.
Thank you, Bernie.
I guess you've had your share of disappointments along the way. The one that for me jumps out because it was splashed all over the news and it was on the morning TV show when I got up on the morning was the day that your warehouse burned down.
That's right. Well, it was 3 minutes past midnight, October 3, 2002, the call came through. Well, I'm very, very precise. I looked at the clock. My wife actually got out of bed to answer the phone because I take a while to wake up. She said, we need to go to the warehouse because it's on fire. I thought, well, am I dreaming? She said, no, you're not. And I thought, well, I better get up. Then I've always learnt, no, don't just put something over your pyjamas. You better change. You never know what you're going to confront. So on the way there, we were praying, well, Lord, what do? We've got 92 stores open. They're going to be expecting stock and we've lost everything. As we got close, you could see a little bit of smoke and thought, oh, it's not too bad. As we got there, the office area was alight and within an hour or so, the whole place was alight. I sat in the car park away from the building and said, Lord, what do? Because we've got a big problem. And he said, well, your green coffee beans that you roast are stored elsewhere, your cups and lids are stored somewhere else and you can fly product in and you've got your people. So after about another hour...
So all this was happening in the car while Rome was burning?
Yeah, that's right, in the car park, actually. I sent my wife home to get a jacket because it was quite cold right in that time of night, but I wasn't anywhere near the fire. I thought we might get product out and it'd be burnt and singed, but we got nothing out of the fire. The Lord said, you know, we need to get back here in the morning because the guys are going to arrive early to start roasting, and I wanted to be the first there. So when I came back, all the helicopters were overhead, 31 fire engines, and I thought this day is going to be a little bit different to what I thought it was.
Not your average day at the office.
That's right. So we marshalled the troops together. I did all the media interviews, and we met at my home, my neighbour's home, a friend's home from church who insisted we use his office. Our people were everywhere. Let's start rebuilding. There are a lot of police interviews, fire interviews that I had. So the guys took over the whole thing, and it's good having a good team who are motivated and say, well, there was never a thought this is not going to happen.
What caused the fire, do we know?
It was just a, they believe, electrical fault. It was cleared, and within a very short time we had all the insurance money, which is a miracle in itself, I understand. But, you know, the disappointment is not only that, but within a few months people telling us, do you realise businesses your size never survive fire like
this? That's encouraging. That's particularly encouraging.
It is very encouraging, particularly close friends and also other business-type people. And I said, well, I was glad you were not around just after the fire because it wasn't in our mind. Our mind is, how do we rebuild this and how do we do it quickly?
Isn't it interesting? God gives you a dream, and so he's talking to you about how to rebuild it and so on, and other people come along. I don't know quite what they were thinking as to how they were wanting to encourage you, but are almost tearing you down.
Well, they work from their own limitations. They only listen to all the negatives in life and they pass it on. And people have got to learn to input positively as well. Sure, you need correction and good advice on decisions, but it's getting the right advice and getting around positive people because these things can be overcome. We never blame God for things because he doesn't bring these. But today we have a better, sophisticated operation which would not have been possible if we still had
Isn't that amazing?
And in fact, we would not be able to take on the operation internationally and be 261 stores today with that operation operating out of that premises.
Why is that? What did the fire give you in a sense?
Well, With some difficulty, we got out of the lease. We had to go back in there for warehousing. But today we have a separate, larger building for warehousing that we were doing everything in the old premises that burnt down. And our whole roasting facility is bigger on its own than that premises. And we have more offices than that building had. So we've actually probably doubled or nearly tripled in size of space and people since being in that particular building. And that building would not have been satisfactory today.
Did you have a sense that you were somehow being spiritually attacked, or was this just, well, the thing's burnt down, let's get on with it?
Well, we had a lot of people telling us it was our competitors. Any range of things, you know, Satan's attack, Molotov cocktails thrown in there. There was no evidence of any of that. You know, who knows, but it's just one of those things that happened and we had to move on. You can't see these difficulties as an end to the dream, as an end to the calling.
Well, some people do, of course.
Oh, I imagine that they do, and I can see why, because it is very confronting. You don't sleep for 2 days, and mine goes through all types of scenarios. But, you know, you had that word I mentioned the other day, that God says, you're going to do something different, and it's going to be okay. Then you know there is something greater. My partner was overseas. It took several hours to get to talk to him because his phone was running hot, as was mine. Our church was terrific. They rang and said, anything we can do, you can use our offices, have That's meetings, great. Interview franchisees. What do you need? What help do you need?
You must have had quite a reinvigorated prayer life over that time.
Yes, I think it was in a phase of daziness, but there was a few prayers.
What other disappointments have you had along the way? People?
Yes, it's always disappointing to provide opportunities for people to grow, operate in a larger sphere than what they're doing. Mm-hmm. But they have this ceiling. They come with a ceiling mentality. We only can do X number of stores, and they bring everything back to the level of where they're thinking. I remember in advertising all the time seeing advertising agencies merge, but they always, within 2 years, reduce back to the size of the mind and the heart of the people running it. They could not grow to the level that they merged together. And those type of people have a ceiling mentality, restrict our business from growing because they don't think you can go out and open more stores and service more stores.
And what about your supplier? I guess you rely quite heavily on suppliers in this business.
Yes, suppliers are crucial, as again, we see them as partners and part of the family, but there's a point where they can't believe we're going to continue growing and supply of equipment and the ingredients to make drinks, and therefore they're always out of supply. Mm-hmm. We get under-delivered, which is not a good thing because then we don't have it to supply to our stores. So eventually, even we meet with them, encouraging them, give them forward projections, we have to move on because they do not have the ability to grow with us. They actually can only operate in their own, you know, level.
So you have this dream that you think God's given you, you believe God's given you, you step out, it's a little bit bumpy, the thing starts to grow, and you experience some disappointments along the way. As we said, the warehouse, people, the advice that people give. Mm-hmm. What have you learned? When you look back on all of that, this dream that God's given you, what do you observe? What have you learned out of all of that with the disappointments?
Oh, he has the plan and he's going to make it happen. Now, you either make it happen with us or with someone else. I just want to be the person, if he's called me, to be part of that plan. And the disappointments, some are caused by ourselves. Others, they're obstacles other people put up. But there is a way through that. He said, I'll show you the way through. It didn't say there wouldn't be any. I will show you the way through. And that's the learning. And I like to look back 12 months and see that I've grown in my relationships, in my learning, in my relationship with him, not only my family, and that our business has grown. And if I don't, then I really believe we haven't gone anywhere.
Peter, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for your time this week. And our prayer is that God will continue to bless the business of Core Agents.
Thank you, Bernie.
The point of living out our dreams isn't just self-fulfillment, although that's a big side benefit. Now, from God's perspective, the point of it all is for us to be a blessing to others, for us to share His love, His blessings, with others. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of our latest life application booklet. It's called Blessed to Be a Blessing, and it's full of life-changing, practical Bible teaching to help you more and more become a channel of God's blessing into this lost and hurting world. To request your free copy, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com, and you'll see that free offer right there toward the top of the homepage. Click on it, pop in your name and email, and that e-booklet will be on its way to your inbox in just seconds. But this is the very last week that this particular booklet will be available, so don't miss out. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again, same time Monday, with a different perspective.